It's Irish Star on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Brand new music. Thank you so much for choosing us. 6:36 right now. That's your time. You should know that when it comes to Namibia's Heart and Soul, we are your number one stop shop to all things Rugby World Cup. Now, Shekwan, one of the things that happened with this past weekend with the games is the confirmation of Australia.
Yeah, I am.
Two-time world champions.
Yep.
Not being able to secure their passage to the quarterfinals in the first time in their Rugby World Cup history.
Yes, man. And this is also something that a lot of people are shocked by. But what I do understand is that it is a very young squad.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, sometimes when you have young players, yes, you want to promote and, you know, put them out there and give people chances and all of that, which is a great thing. But sometimes on that level, they just don't have the experience. Right? Yeah. So it's also not necessarily, it's never been done before. I get it. But it's not necessarily a bad thing. Because sometimes, you know, you just got to throw people in the deep end. Swim, survive, or sink, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
They sunk this time around, but it doesn't mean that the next time they don't have the necessary experience to actually make it forward. So, the Wallabies is what they're called, by the way.
Yeah, the Wallabies
only won two pool games against Georgia and Portugal at this year's World Cup, losing and also losing 22-15 to Fiji and 42-6 that is, against the Wales to finish the third in Pool C. And ultimately, that meant that they actually had to go back home. So, Eddie Jones is still very adamant on keeping the team.
Yeah.
So mind you, in the year 2027, they, Australia, will be hosting the Rugby World Cup, and I'm pretty sure that the team will be just a little bit more fit to take on the task.
Let's bring in Opti Joe Blom here, the rugby head honcho and our resident analyst when it comes to all things rugby on Fresh Breakfast, just to contextualize this thing for us, man.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Shekwan. Good morning, NSK. Yeah, the World Cup, Joe, is really, really heated up at this very, very moment. We conclude the group stages the past weekend, and our top eight is already decided and all geared up to go. But unfortunately, we had to bid farewell to one of the giants of the Southern Hemisphere, and that is Australia, who was eliminated for the first time in their history in the group stage of a Rugby World Cup. Yeah, NSK Shekwan, Eddie Jones, he really, really tried something. He dumped his experience and he went for youth. And that is an experiment that really, really did not work out for the big man. I think 8 years ago, he was the coach of Japan, and they reached
Japan
the World Cup
quarterfinal. Well.
And this year, he couldn't even do it with the mighty Australia. Eddie Jones had very, very little success even this year in the championship that they play, South Africa, New Zealand and Argentina. He had zero wins against the South African team. And last year, when they had the other coach appointed, the one that they fired, the New Zealand coach, he actually had a win against South Africa in Australia. You know what happened? Eddie Jones had the youngest squad average ever in the Australian World Cup history. The youngest, the age of 26, with the youngest player max being 18 years. So he had a squad average of 26 years compared to the Islands 29 and the Springboks 30 years. You know, something that really stood out for me, just a few mistakes that Eddie made in my books was, Eddie left at home the experienced Quade Cooper and opted for the young rookie Carter Gordon, an inexperienced player, and you sit with a guy like Quade Cooper, one of the most exciting fly-offs in this generation. And he said, according to him, Quade Cooper was too old, 35 years old. And then you have the magical Johnny Sexton playing for Ireland, and Johnny Sexton is 38 years old, 38, and he's at the prime of his career. He's one of the star players at this current World Cup, and you leave out a guy like Quade Cooper because he's 35 years old. And then also one of the surprises for me also, what Eddie Jones did was, he left out of the squad Michael Hooper. Michael Hooper was the captain for Australia with 100 plus tests, and he left out a guy like Kyle, like Michael Hooper.
All that experience.
Captain.
I think Michael Hooper even had one more World Cup in him, because if you see, he's 31 and you have Dwayne Vermeulen that is 37 years old. And like I just mentioned, Johnny Sexton, 38. So you say Michael Hooper that is 31 years old is not good enough. South African captain Siya Kolisi, 32 years old. And another specialist, he's a flyer, a fullback specialist, is Bernard Foley. And he was also left out of the Australian squad. He's 34 years old, the same age as South African Vali Leroux. I'm just giving you those comparisons just to see what the ages of the top players in the World Cup are at the current moment and the ones that Eddie Jones left at home because they are not good enough. So Eddie Jones going for youth rather than experience, it did not work out. But the plus point that Eddie can take from here is that this young group that he has assembled for this World Cup will dominate world rugby within the next 2 years, because then these guys would have all gelled together and you will see that Australia will become the powerhouse that Eddie Jones was planning for them to be at this World Cup that they've been eliminated from. Thank you.
Yeah, so you know what? He made some really valid points also, because 31 years old, a player like that with so much experience is not old.
Mm.
That wouldn't have been a bad idea for him to actually lead the team, right?
Especially now when he explained he's in his prime. He's actually playing fantastic rugby.
Yeah, exactly. So I just wanted to also add on, partner, that Eddie Jones is actually quoted saying that we cannot continue this downward spiral. But here's something that really stood out for me, saying that it is very, very important for Australia as a nation to support them. So apparently what is happening on that side is basically what our boys were also facing, okay?
Yeah,
now, he was quoted saying that we want to be competitive and have the local support behind us and the whole country behind us, as opposed to them actually, or that rugby league supporters laughing at us and putting us down, which is currently happening at the moment. Apparently there's a lot of bullying on social media and so forth that is actually happening. You know, sometimes you win some, you lose some. It was an experiment. Maybe it was needed for one nation to actually make it, or do actually take the experiment, that is, for other nations to be like, maybe we shouldn't go there. But then also, he wouldn't have known if he didn't try it. Am I wrong?
No, I think you are right. Plus, I think it's they exited it for the first time at this stage. But I think there's a vision here. Because if they're going to host the next World Cup, you're saying this is the youngest squad ever, Australian squad ever.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the experience they will pick up the next 4 years to the next World Cup?
Yep.
So I don't think it's all doom and gloom for Australian rugby.
For Australia, it's 4 years for them to prepare for the next one, get their stadiums ready, but more importantly, to really pour into the players.
I believe. Let's leave it at that. 7:44 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We still have your Tuesday game show coming up. 5:30.
Yes.
Stick around.
Work is just stressing me out.
Right. So would you say you need more?